Chapter 56. May 12th of year 19. Adam.
So, Gronolf shouts. So.
Adam jumps up. The alien is standing next to the hollow map and gestures with all four arms. It is unclear whether he is expressing shock or joy.
What happened?
Adam takes a deep breath and exhales. Gronolf is pointing at the spaceship, which is now fist-sized again.
It is still there, so at least it wasn't destroyed.
This should mean Gronolf's shouts expressed positive emotions.
Marchenko,
Adam says, and points at the majestic draft.
Yes, what has happened to him?
Eve asks from behind.
Marchenko,
Gronolf says. Gronolf taps the keyboard feverishly. Now the map projects a glowing line in front of the ship, which bends around the planet.
The ship is entering orbit, Adam exclaims.
He turns around to Eve and wants to pat her on the shoulder. But she embraces him. Of course, she knows what this means. Nobody will die.
Marchenko did it,
Adam says. He can hardly believe it. Tears fall on his throat. It must be Eve's tears. He does not wipe them off. His heart is beating faster. He sweats. He would like to dive into cold water. But he also does not want to let go of Eve.
So, Gronolf says.
Adam looks at Gronolf. The alien is drumming against the wall with his lower legs. It is a catchy rhythm. Minutes pass. It could be hours, as Adam has lost any sense of time. Gronolf drums against the wall with incredible endurance. He feels sorry the alien has to celebrate on his own and has nobody to hug him.
Eve? Come on, let's go over to Gronolf,
he says. His sister understands. Arm in arm, they stroll over to the alien. Gronolf's body stiffens when their hands touch his arms. Adam would like to be able to read his thoughts now.
His skin is warm, Eve says. She sounds surprised.
This is Marchenko. Can anybody hear me?
Finally,
Adam shouts. Finally, we can communicate with the ship again, he means. That's a nice welcome, Marchenko says.
We are so glad, Eve exclaims. How did you manage it?
Oh, that is a long story. I will tell you as soon as you get here.
You mean we should get on board the Majestic Draft?
Yes, that would be the best solution for all of us, Eve.
Right, Adam says. There's only one problem.
How do we get to you?